With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. This weekend will be the first in more than a year that Highway 1 is completely open through Big Sur. That will bring even more tourist traffic, and businesses and residents are bracing for it. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Highway 1 is a drive so varied and beautiful that it is a tourist destination in and of itself. In Big Sur alone, it runs through valleys of towering redwood trees and along the edge of steep cliffs that plummet into the Pacific Ocean. At one of the many vista points, Heather Smith hops out of her rental SUV.
We flew into LA and taking the Pacific Coast Highway up to San Francisco.
She's visiting from Memphis, Tennessee, with her mom, sister, daughter, and two nieces. They came here just to do the drive.
It is beautiful. Everyone has told us how pretty it is, and it's really, pictures just doesn't do it justice. It's really pretty.
Smith and her family are the type of travelers that Big Sur businesses rely on, and without the ability to completely drive through for over a year, business has been sporadic. It's midweek and nearly noon at the Big Sur Roadhouse, and there's just one couple sitting down for lunch. General Manager Melissa Morris walks through the restaurant with its redwood tables and leather couches.
We just want it to be kind of an extension of people's living rooms. Have some coffee, grab something to eat, lounge around.
She settles in outside next to a fire pit. Summertime usually means the restaurant and its hotel, Glen Oaks, are packed.
You can call and get a cabin right now, whereas normally it's booked almost a year in advance, so it's unusual.
Back in May of 2017, a massive landslide 40 miles south of here cut off the scenic drive. It dumped so much rock and dirt on the roadway that it added 15 acres of land to the coast. The slide made international headlines. Businesses on either side of the slide stayed open, but visitors stayed away.
And I'm hoping everyone hears it's open and they start doing the drive again, seeing how beautiful it is and the road is open and they can come do their weekend trips.
Wednesday morning, Caltrans reopened the section of highway destroyed by the landslide, a quarter-mile stretch of road built on top of the slide. This clears the way for travelers to once again complete the scenic drive. As more tourists return, there's a group of locals that hope they'll tread lightly. They launched a website called lovebigsur.com. Love is an acronym for Locally Organized Visitor Experience. Out on Pfeiffer Beach, a favorite destination of tourists, Weston Call says the website is about preparing visitors for the reality of the wilderness that is Big Sur.
So that they know that there's no services down here, there are a limited amount of restrooms down here, there is not that much cell service, so do all your planning beforehand.
And so that they know, as visitors, they play a role in protecting this much-loved landscape. In Big Sur, Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.
You can find this and other local news stories on our website, kazu.org. Just click on the link that says Local News. You'll never miss one of our local stories when you subscribe to our podcast, KAZU Listen Local. This is KAZU News.